Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. All rental units in Houston may soon be required to have air conditioning. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports some city council members want to close a loophole that allows landlords to not install AC.
Under city code, housing units must be no hotter than 80 degrees, or, if the high is above 100, 20 degrees below the outside temperature. If approved by the city council this week, the right to air conditioning ordinance would take effect in 90 days, removing the window screen loophole. Julia Orduña with advocacy group Texas Housers supports the move.
Everyone should have access to live in healthy and cooled housing, especially when we're dealing with 100, 105, 110 heat indexes.
A 2023 survey by the U.S. Census Bureau found more than 20,000 households in the Houston metro area did not have air conditioning. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Two Galveston County voters and a constable have filed an emergency petition with the Texas Supreme Court. They want to blot the county's newly appointed precinct map ahead of November's election. County officials approved the new map in June. That was between the county's primary and general elections. Sarah Chen is an attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project.
These voters are arguing that the Supreme Court has to announce, right, that the law forbids Galveston County or any county from redistricting mid-election under the U.S. Constitution, Texas Constitution, and Texas Election Code.
Attorneys for Galveston County didn't immediately return a request for comment. The Astros open a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Angels tonight. First pitch at Daikin Park is just after 7. It should be partly cloudy this evening, overnight low near 81 degrees. Sunny skies on Wednesday, high expected near